my hands in his. Smiling sadly, he said, "Daughter, you are as brave as Nefertiti." My heart soared. Does he know how I admire Nefertiti? In my jewel box I keep a brooch with the carved profile of this beautiful queen who lived more than 1,000 years ago. During my many hours in the library, I have studied her greatness and that of her husband, Pharaoh Akhenaten. Their religion was based on worshipping one god only, the Spirit of Truth. Some Egyptians hated them so much for this, they destroyed monuments and erased their royal names from many of the records. I am honored that Father thinks I resemble Nefertiti in character. She stood strong for what she believed and did not worry about what others thought of her. I will write more on this after my stomach settles. I am feeling ill again. To continue. Our ship is among a small fleet of royal triremes with Father's servants, advisors, and other loyal officials. He is the commander, but unfortunately he is sleeping again. He is sick not only from the sea, but also from wine. As the day